line that you've gone up against in these first few days has done that's surprised you and impressed you?
I want to say one specific move, just little tricks that they've learned from playing in the league for a long time. Like Trent Williams, he does a lot of little things that I've never seen before. So that just goes back to the acclimation process that I'm getting adjusted to right now. But, I mean, I love it. It's been great.
What does Trent do that's sort of surprised you a little bit?
Probably his knowledge of the defense. I mean, you don't really see that on the college level. A left tackle who knows almost everything about the defense. So just seeing that first person is pretty incredible.
Jonathan, are there any kind of get-togethers or activities that the defensive line has had, say, from, you know, April on, that's gone toward getting to know each other, team building, that you would tell us about?
Yeah, we've had a bunch of get-togethers. Definitely have cookouts over people's houses. Sometimes we go to Topgolf. It kind of just depends. But we definitely feel that we're a close group and try to do things together.
Did you say Topgolf?
Yeah.
Okay.
How good are you?
I'm pretty good.
Who's the best of the unit?
I'd probably say AJ, then I'm second.
Yeah. So I guess being from Ashburn, obviously it's incredibly nice to be home. Have you also had to take steps to kind of make sure you can focus on what you need to focus on while you're in season and around?
Not really. Ashburn is completely different than what it was when I was in high school. When Loudon wasn't built, none of that was built. So coming home was almost kind of brand new for me. So, I mean, there's definitely some added distractions, I guess you could say, but for the most part, it's been a pretty smooth transition for me.
You mentioned Jim Huntsville kind of being crazy. He rotates you guys in there, in and out a lot. What does that do to keep you on your toes or know what kind of situations he wants to use you in?
I really don't feel like that's something that I could probably answer as good as he can. As a player, you should try to go out there and compete and perform whenever you're in the game. He doesn't care about depth chart. We're not worried about that. We're just out there trying to play good football.
Jonathan, what gets you excited? Do you ever get fired up? Do you ever get real excited? You're kind of the opposite of Coach Tom Sewell, as we've seen.
I love contact. I mean, as a defensive line, everything's always hand to hand combat. So, just the physicality of the game is what I look forward to the most.
Back here again. You mentioned you've been bonding with the defensive line, but you got drafted with your teammate, Ryan Anderson. How close is that relationship between you two, you know, coming from Alabama, playing in multiple national championships and such, and bringing that here to the Washington Redskins?
I mean, it's definitely a good feeling having a familiar face, you know, come with you to the next level. Probably haven't spent as much time with him as some people may think, only because he's with the linebackers. I'm with the defensive line. We're doing our own things. I mean, he's definitely one of my great friends, but we're just focused on our own tasks right now, and definitely good to see him on the field, but, I mean, it's a job.
Jonathan, hi. Coming from Alabama, you guys are already pretty much pro-ready anyway, but having been through OTAs and mini camps and now a couple of days of training camp, are you finding that you're learning more in the pro game about the scheme or stunts and moves, or what are you learning the most of here as opposed to already being a football player?
I'll say a little bit of everything. The things you learn at college is good, and then it helped us excel in the college level, but that might not transition over to the NFL level. So coming in, I'm just trying to learn as much as I can. I feel like I've learned a lot. I mean, it's a lot how much I've learned. So I'm just trying to take that day by day and just apply it in some practices.
Jonathan, before Stonebridge, you're from Western Branch, right? Western Branch area? Yeah, there's some people in, you know, Hampton Roads, a lot of Redskins fans down there that are kind of wondering what are some of your best memories from the Western Branch, Chesapeake area?
Western Branch, Chesapeake area. Oh, man. I'll probably say Little League football. I'll probably say Little League. That's when I started playing football. So those are some of the things that come to mind when I think about that.